وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and we are dealing with the segment Hollywood and Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind. This is Sheikh Ali Hemani from Qom. We were talking about the difference between digital media and the paper media, and we were talking about how the earlier scholars used to depend on paper media and how they had extremely high retention capabilities, comprehension capabilities, and their learning curve was extremely high. Let me give you another example here. Look at the Ashab from the time of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Look at the Ashab of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What do you think really happened? Do you think Imam Ali alayhi salam sat down and dictated the whole Dua-i Kumail 10 times so that this person could memorize it? That's not how it worked. The companions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam made sure that they protected themselves from all sorts of impurities, including the impurities from food, the impurity of the soul. That is, you know, they never looked at something that was prohibited. They never tried to listen to something that was prohibited. They never tried to eat something that was prohibited. And because they maintained themselves at a pure level, this is where their soul was at the highest ability to listen to something, hear it just once, and remember all of it. So Dua-i Kumail was where Imam Ali alayhi salam told Kumail ibn Zayd that Dua-i Kumail is where Imam Ali alayhi salam told Kumail ibn Ziyad that, Kumail, do you want to listen to something or should I teach you something that is going to be a mode of salvation for you for the rest of your life? And Kumail said, yes, Mawla, I would want to listen to it. And this is where Imam Ali alayhi salam taught Kumail Dua-i Kumail. And he just narrated it once, and Kumail memorized it. How is it possible that a person would listen just once and memorize a dua that is about 10 pages long? This shows that the ability that has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to human beings is to memorize and remember the content, especially if you use the right methods and you keep yourself pure. Let me give you a more practical example so that you can relate to it, especially the ones who are in their 25s and 30s, your age group of 30s. About 10 years ago, we did not have smartphones, you know, not even mobile phones. So if you had to memorize a number, you would write it down in your phone diary. And some of the numbers that were of your closed ones, you had it at the tip of your fingers. You know, about at least 10, 15 people, you would remember them. And when the mobile phones came in, we would still remember a 10-digit number of at least 15 to 20 people. But with the advent of the smartphones, where all of our data is stored on the phones, we find it difficult to remember a 10-digit number of 10 to 15 people around us. Why? Because we have handed over the memory aspect, the memory part of human life to the mobile phones, to the smartphones, because we find it convenient to store the data there. We feel that I don't need to memorize, I don't need to remember. Including calculations, very simple calculations. We depend on our smartphone to go and run smallest calculations on the calculator rather than using our brain to calculate those numbers. Let's take a quick break, come back and discuss further.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at English Radio irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the decline in the memory skills of human beings with the advent of the smartphones. And I was giving you the example of how we now started storing the numbers in a mobile phone and stopped memorizing them or stopped remembering them, including simple calculations. If I wanted to add up a number, I would quickly reach out for my mobile phone and calculate that number and come up with the answer rather than calculating in my mind, which I used to conveniently and very easily do it in my mind earlier. So this shows that the advent of media, the advent of technology, at one hand, very true, that has caused progress and development in human life. But on the other hand, it has also caused certain harm. So the message, the point that I wanted to mention here was that when it comes to your children, when it comes to your teens, you have to be very careful in picking what needs to be provided, how much it needs to be provided, how much duration of media, how much duration of screen time that needs to be provided. Why? I go back to the fundamental message that the more media, the more screen time we provide, the more messages, the subliminal messages are being delivered to their brains, to their subconscious mind, through the corporate world and through the media world that is Hollywood. And this would control them. This would influence their decisions. This would influence their free will. However, the lesser you provide that and more inputs you provide from your own self as a mother, as a father, as a brother, as an elder sister, and the messages from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, you provide them those messages through the dua, through the Quran, through the stories of the Holy Prophet, through the stories of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This would condition the mind of the children for towards advancement, towards a better quality life, towards better decision making, towards better retention span. Why don't you do this experiment and check for yourself, right? Watch any program for 30 minutes and then go and pray. Then go and offer your prayers and offer your salat. You would see that your brain starts wandering right after you say Allahu Akbar. Even when you're reciting Surah Hamd, your brain would wander and the images of that episode, images from that serial will start flashing in your head, be it the Chinese serial or whatever it is. That keeps you distracted. Why? Because your brain is now loaded with that information and it is keeping you from focusing during your prayers and salat. However, on the other hand, try this for another time. Don't watch anything. Don't touch the media. Don't touch the screen. Don't go to Facebook. Don't go to WhatsApp for 1 hour. And instead of that, before you start your prayers, do wudu and recite 4 or 5 lines of Quran and then start your salat, then start your prayers. And then you will notice that your brain is more focused. Your attention span, your focus, your attention during the salat is at a different level, at a much, much higher level than it was when you watched a program and you wanted to offer salat. This clearly shows that when you're dealing with media, when you're watching, when you're listening, when you're having a screen time, your brain gets overloaded with information. And when you have the free time, that is when the brain is processing all that extra information to comprehend and understand and digest and store it. But if you do not provide or do not overload your brain with this unnecessary information, then your brain is at peace, your brain is at calm. And when it is at peace and calm, it has a better ability to make decisions. It has a better ability to make choices, use its free will, focus in salat, focus in prayers, focus upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meditate towards perfection and kamal. Inshallah, we'll continue in the next episode. Until next episode, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.